Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again. Amen. We're chasing hard after God, and we're talking about the birth of Christ. Amen. I feel like I would be remiss if I did not read to you the historical account of the birth of Christ, and that's precisely what we're going to do today. The historical account of the coming of Christ, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. Glory to God. Amen. It is written in the Gospels, and although history is not clear as to the exact date, most countries celebrate the birth of Christ or Christmas on December 25th, and some also celebrate on January 7th, depending on their calendars. This is such a significant day for humanity. The Word became flesh, amen, the Gospel of John lets us know, and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. I'm going to be reading to you from the second chapter of Luke, amen. And that's the account we're going to read from. I'm not going to be before you very long. Amen. But we wanted to give honor to the Lord as we celebrate his coming. Amen. We give glory to God that we were so significant to him that he would even do this. He loved us so much. Amen. That this was prophesied at the very beginning after Adam and Eve fell from grace, after they fell and death entered in and sin came, amen, and I mean caused us to be separated from God. The Lord spoke to the serpent even then, amen, and prophesied his demise and the coming of the Lord. Amen. And I praise God. Amen. We're just in awe of the Lord, of the love that he has for each and every one of us. I praise God in my own life, because he has aligned me and realigned me, positioned me and repositioned me, because we don't always get it right. But know that you can always come back to the Lord humbly, and he is ready and willing, amen, to clean you up again, amen, and to set you right back on the right path, because the Lord only has good things for you in the path that he has set before you. He has things, amen, that will bring you into right fellowship and bring you into a peaceful eternity when it's time for you to transition. Amen. But we are talking about the birth of Christ, amen, that made the way so that we would have peace. Amen, that made the way so that we could be the children of the day and not the children of the night. He made the way so that we can walk in the light and not the darkness. He made the way, glory to God, so that we would be able to see him in peace, and so that we would again, amen, be able to have a relationship with the Father, which was our intended purpose from the very beginning. The Lord always intended for us to be in right relationship with him. Amen. But we fell from grace. Glory to God. We fell. And the Lord loved us so much. And if you are a Bible reader, you know what I'm saying is true, because from beginning to the end, it is a love story to all of humanity, how the Lord loved us and brought us back and is preparing a place for us to dwell in for eternity. Glory to God. Jesus said he was going away to prepare that place. Amen. And he's doing it even now, getting us ready here on earth and getting heaven ready, that place, amen, that he's preparing for each and every one of us. He's preparing us, amen, to go back with him. Glory to God. Again, this is Chasing Hard After God, the birth of Christ. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, giving you thanks and praise, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you have for all of humanity, all of humanity, no matter what we've done or what we've heard, what we've seen, what we've experienced, who we love, whether we went right, left, upside down, or to and fro. You love us no matter what. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you came to redeem us. Oh, Lord God, you all of humanity, Lord Jesus, and you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We thank you, Lord God, for this day that is set aside on through many countries throughout the world, and even set aside in January on other countries. Lord, we praise you, Lord God, that even those that don't have not received you as their Lord and Savior do set aside this date, Lord God, to celebrate your birth and to acknowledge the birth of Christ. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward us. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy and that you have not given us what we deserve, because all sin is worthy of death. And I thank you, Lord God, for your grace, because you bless us with your favor, although we do not deserve it. Oh, Lord God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the love that you have for each and every one of us. Lord God, I'm asking that you bless every household that is listening. Bless them, Lord God, with whatever their need is. But most of all, Lord God, bless them with the gift of salvation, Lord, the very reason that you came, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're chasing hard after God, the birth of Christ. Amen. I want to say Merry Christmas to you wherever you are in the world. Amen. And God bless you. God bless your families. God prosper you even as we go forth in through our Christmas day and into the new year. I'm asking God to bless each and every one of you with a greater knowledge of him. Amen. With a greater anointing. I'm asking that he refresh each and every one of you in his spirit, even right now. I'm asking that he lift up the heads of those that have been discouraged and those that have been beaten down, and that he strengthen you, amen, to travel a little further. Glory to God. Amen. We're reading from the book of Luke. Glory to God, the second chapter of Luke. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you: you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel whom he was conceived, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, which according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was with him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Now, Lord, now lettest thou servants depart in peace according to thy word, for I have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel." And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers day and night. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord and spake of him to all of them that looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all things according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own country, to their own city, Nazareth. I have read and you have heard from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 39, amen, of the birth of Christ, amen. And even as after he was at 8 days old and he went into the temple, amen. And Simeon, the Lord had given him a word that he would not leave his body. He would not be transitioned into eternity until he had seen the salvation of the Lord. And the Spirit brought Simeon, glory to God, into the temple on that day, and he beheld the face of the Savior and blessed God, glory to God. And Anna too, amen, as he was blessing God, she saw the face of the Savior as well and began to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. We too are rejoicing, amen, because the work of Jesus has been completed, amen. He was born, amen. He lived, he preached, glory to God. He gathered disciples, amen, and he gave himself a sacrifice for each and every one of us. We are reaping the fruits, amen, of that he has done. Glory to God in the highest on today, and peace on earth and goodwill toward men. We give glory to the Lord. We thank him for his coming. We thank him that he loved us so much that he wrapped himself in flesh and dwelt among us. We praise him that he is the light of the world. He still the light of the world. There be no light, there be no goodness, amen, without the Lord. And yes, he reigns upon the just as well as the unjust. And yes, people that don't know him and are good people, but glory to God, he came, amen, to take off the mar of sin. We were marred. We were made dirty. We were made dark. We were made wicked by sin. And we were born into the state of sin. Glory to God. But Jesus, huh? Hallelujah, he came to die. Amen. And to be lifted up again. Glory to God that we might have life. Glory to God, life. He is the life giver, the life sustainer. He is the peace giver, the peace sustainer. He's the one, glory to God, that our hearts, amen, yearns for. So many in the world, even right now, I mean, as we're celebrating Christmas or are lonely or in pain or in sorrowful, and they might not even know exactly what they're yearning for in some cases. Amen. But there is a void within each and every heart of every human being that is only intended for God, and nothing can fill it. We try to fill it with this thing and that thing and the other thing, and nothing satisfies us until we are filled with the presence of God himself. Amen. And then, glory to God, we begin to grow into the person that we were destined to become, the person we were born to be. Glory to God. We honor him today. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you have a blessed Christmas. Amen. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your friends and the festivities. Amen. If you know of someone, amen, that needs, amen, a friendly face that needs to be lifted on today, please do that. Please go out, amen, and visit with those neighbors. Maybe take them a Christmas treat. Take them one of your delicacies and let them know that you love them and that Jesus loves them. God bless you. Amen.